close.
Yeah,
right,
that might work. That might work.
Might do it.
Okay, so we're live.
sort of.
I guess we need to do the intro, and then we'll call it a show. This is Oh Snap for
today.
Today.
I think it's like a Thursday.
It's Thursday. It's, what is it?
We're in the middle of the month, somewhere around there.
September 20th?
20-somethingeth.
20th thing, a thing. All right, here's an intro. Might.
Double turtles humping and stuff.
Yeah, it might help you out a little bit. Whatsoever. Well, this is it's Alan Wade and
meep K Dog.
K Dog in the house. We're gonna call. I'm Al Wood and K Dog. We're in the makeshift studio, which is crazy. My kids are taking a bath. My
At least
son
they don't have a squeaky chair.
Yeah, no squeaky chair. This is one of few of the going to be in house.
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Makes it a lot more interactive this way.
Yeah, and there's going to be possibilities for us doing outside, maybe even doing a barbecue show.
Hey, that's an idea.
My office door, as you can see behind both of us, is right next to a barbecue pit. And, you know, one of these days when I get comfortable, I will barbecue and fart and we'll go out in there.
Well, we need that. When are they going to have the technology where you can actually smell things? You know, you can see them, hear them. They need like this
smell-o-vision.
Yeah, there you go. Smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision. Next on the Oh Snap Show, bringing you all the technology that you can't get.
But wish you had.
But wish you had. I'm drinking a Pabst Blue Ribbon in honor of my long departed grandma, Daisy. Made me drink this because it was all she would ever share with us.
Should I say what I have?
Yeah, you can say
the drink in my hand. Yeah, that's V8 Fusion Energy, vegetable and fruit, which tastes nothing like V8, by the way, which is good because if it did, I wouldn't drink it. I'd be orking right now. No. Not bad though.
Yeah, no, it's actually pretty good. They make those in a sparkling.
Nice.
It's got a little spritzer to it, and they also make they make Fusion without the energy.
Yeah.
They've got a strawberry banana. They've got some other flavors.
For those days, you just want to be lazy and drink something.
Yeah, you just want to. You want to make, if you drink enough of those, it'll make you fart. Trust me.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that's good. Hey, good info to know.
And we're bringing you Smell-O-Vision. I am also making the first of the home brew this week. Started it this week on Monday. Started it this week on, not Monday, but I started it last week on Friday, but I'm going to call it this week because it's just starting to settle.
How many days is it got to sit down there and do its little fermentation thing?
It's got another 3 weeks at least of fermenting. And then I'll bottle it for another 2 weeks and tease myself.
He's going to tease himself.
By looking at it constantly and going, is it ready to drink yet? Is it ready to drink? And then probably another 2 weeks in the refrigerator. And then it'll be ready to drink. Because homebrew takes some time.
I never got to taste the last batch either. What was the last batch you made?
It was a strawberry. I think it was a cherry wheat.
Cherry wheat, that was the one.
Yeah, it was a cherry wheat flavored concoction. I have no idea why.
That was the last batch you made in the old place too, right?
Yeah. You know what? You know what just crossed my mind?
What's that?
Because for me to upload this to the video place, I'd have to record it, right?
Probably. I would think that would help.
So this probably will not get recorded except for Justin TV or Twitch TV. So we'll work on that. We'll work on that. Like I said, this is experiment number one. And then I think after this, we're really going to get into getting this timed out, done it right, everything. Okay, so things that have happened since we've been gone. I've moved into a new house. This is the first Oh Snap full show in the new house.
Well, we had some fun moving a few heavy items too.
Yeah, we I still am dented actually, where the refrigerator, where the freezer has landed on me.
You must take pain pretty well then, because you're like,
I didn't say a word, and in my mind I was like, what the fuck? What the hell? And I was like, no, there's too many people out here. I don't want to look wimpy.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, we did move at probably just about the hottest time of the year to move.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there panting just...
Yeah.
About every 20 seconds, I got to take a break.
Hottest time of the year, heavy equipment, and heavy equipment that you normally wouldn't have to worry about. My arcade machine.
True.
An extra freezer.
We could have used a couple extra people, really.
Yeah, for that. And those were the two major heavy things. Washer and dryer, okay, that happens. But those two were extremely heavy. And that, if it wasn't for those, it would have been a nice, easy, quiet move.
Would have been a big deal.
I wouldn't have given two shits about that. But that really was just really crazy.
We got it done in one day, though. That was nice.
Yeah, we got it done in one day. Most of the heavy stuff, I went back and did maybe two more days of lifting boxes and putting them into a van. Who could have done that? And my wife was pregnant, so I got I got very little of the wife looking over my shoulder. In-laws, another thing, but I love you guys.
Hey.
But time limits just really aren't good for anybody.
Hey, I was happy. I got some free pizza out of the deal.
You got free pizza out of the deal. Make it a free burger if you after the show.
Hey,
so well, that's for us.
You can't have
you
any.
Guys. You guys can't have any.
That's smell-o-vision.
Yeah. Unless we get smell-o-vision, and then
you could wish you had.
You could smell what I'm smelling now. remember, my son.
Man, you know, I've been here maybe what 30 minutes, and that's already 2 poopy diapers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because before I thought he had pooped, but it was just air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
false alarm the first time.
Yeah, false alarm the first time, and then the second one was a full-on droopy poopy, which, good God almighty, my sons can shit. I think if anything I can be proud of, all my kids take good shits. I think that's...
At least they're healthy, man.
Yeah, at least they're healthy. I like how Keith is just the straightest, like, at least they're healthy. I really don't want to
talk. You gotta find the good in everything.
You gotta find the good in it. I really don't want to talk about this, Alan. This is really don't want to talk about.
I'm just glad my days of changing the poopiness are over, because, man,
I've got one more on the way, people. One more, and I'm kissing 40.
Oh man, I forgot about that.
One more, and I'm kissing 40.
Do I really want to be Alan's friend? I might be subject to some nastiness there, but.
I can see it now, where he's coming over to do the show, and before the show, he's changing diapers. Like, dude, come on, hurry up!
It's like, yeah, I think I'll stay at home today and turn on the webcam, and I'll let you have the poopy diapers to yourself. But
I can see that's what the stall was. It's like, I don't know if he wants to come over here and change diapers all day long.
Get him trained up.
Well,
I see now that we finally are actually on the show. He's not. They're not trying to come in the room anymore and get on the camera. You think they know when the camera's really on? And
no, they're taking a they're taking a shower, and they love they. We have. I do like the fact that I own, with the help of my in-laws, I own this house, and I can actually put whatever I want in the house. I put a fancy shower head into the main bath, and it comes apart, and the kids can play in it and stuff. Of course, the bad thing is it's in our bath. I'm going to have to buy another one and put it in their bath. But it for times like this, when I need a little quiet, when I want to vent anger and frustration, tell the kids to take a shower, and they'll We'll be there for hours.
Well, you know, my son, when he goes in there to take a shower, he gets his little boat and he gets all his goodies. And man, I gotta drag him out. He just loves to sit there and play in the water.
No, literally, there is going to be some screaming on this recording. We may have to adjust the timing of this a little bit. And like I said, this is an experiment. I mean, we're supposed to do an hour show. We have no topics. If you get into the chat room and we see you, you know, say hi to us and we will talk to the chat room. We are, you know what? I don't even have Facebook going. We could do a whole show just looking at Facebook and talking about the nonsense that is on Facebook. What are you people thinking? Of course, now that I do that, nobody's doing anything stupid on Facebook.
Well, you know, I wonder, is Facebook, the phrase jump the shark, is it to that point where people are kind of over it a little bit, or are they still commenting, Jeffrey's drinking a Sprite?
Well, I think if you're a smart Facebook user, you're communicating to an audience, like my band does. Mm-hmm. We communicate to our audience. Like our site does. We communicate to an audience. When it's just like my daughter, love you Taylor, if you see this, love you, miss you, wish you could come see this place is huge.
Oh, I get lost in here.
But she has a tendency to just put her random thoughts out there, which I think the next generation, the younger people, you know, like I said, I'm kissing 40, I know I don't look it, that's what they do with Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, but they don't understand the potential, or you know, sometimes they understand it, but they don't utilize the potential that Facebook actually has, which is to communicate a story or a fluid thought out there. My daughter's stuff is just random. She's still telling her story, but it's a random, you know, just the random thoughts of the day. And instead of just it being the random thoughts of the day, I would love her to tell the story that she has, which I see it is the journey of her becoming a nurse. Every once in a while I see that journey.
It's documented.
And it's documented. Yeah. And but then there's these moments of, you know, did you see this picture of the monkey sniffing its butt?
Well, and you gotta be careful. I think we talked on a show before about how employees, you know, we're looking at their our employers, we're looking at their employees' Facebook accounts and things. Well, my sister, she's a cheerleader at a high school here in town, and her cheer mom comes to her and says, hey, Christian, you got a picture on your Facebook I want to question you about. And, you know, she's at this party. She's not have a beer in her hand, but there's beer in the background. And so she had to take that picture down just because, you know. So
just because of the implications.
That's right.
Speaking of beer in hand, Pabst Blue Ribbon beer champions. Grandma, I miss my Grandma Daisy. My Grandma Daisy would do some snuff and spit it out in one can of Pabst Blue Ribbon and then drink beer out of it and get confused. That would be funny to see, because she'd be like, boy, I need another one because this one's warm for some reason.
It's funny you should mention that. I had I think it was a great-great-grandmother in a nursing home. She was in her 90s, and she had her snuff. She didn't have the Pabst can to spit it in, but she had her some kind of can to spit it in. Mm-hmm. What is it with the older women and the snuff? I had no idea about that.
The lady that normally does my hair, who's in hiding right now because she's being chased by people... She would braid my hair and just dip it in and just be going at it and talking to me, hey, how you doing? And she can't be more than close to 30, maybe 30. She's our age.
I mean, that's rare, wouldn't you
agree?
It's
rare to see a lady, you know, dip some snuff and spit in a can and be just a, you know, and just be as feminine as she wants to be, but just gotta have her snuff.
I think there was one girl at my high school that did that in ninth grade. She actually got caught and went to the principal's office for dipping snuff. One girl.
One hot, voluptuous, sexy woman sniffing.
Sexy was pretty hot, too. That was
getting her spit on. Notice how I got into the mic instead of getting her spit on. It's going to be loud on the recording. Me saying getting her spit on. And then my wife will be like, what was that whole thing about spitting? I don't spit. Anyway,
Well, you're talking about new stuff that happened. You moved into the house. So I haven't really got to talk to you too much because finally I got a little bit of my life back.
Yes.
So finally got my freedom.
Yes.
Back at work part-time. But I haven't got to talk to you much about what's been going on since you moved into the new house.
So yes,
what I missed out on here?
Tell me all the good stories that I've missed out in your life.
Oh, man. You know, I haven't had a lot of good stories here recently. I've just been finally, you know, it's funny when you're not allowed to do something, you're thinking of all these things I wished I could go do, but I'm not allowed to do. And now that you're allowed to do them, it's like, I don't really feel like it.
It's like being high on heroin and then realizing you really don't need it.
don't need it after all, huh? Now that I can go have go drink my whiskey and all that, I'm just kind of, it's not as fun now. It'd be more fun.
You're waiting on my homebrew. That's what it is.
I definitely do want some of that.
I've got band members that want my homebrew. It sounds so sexual when I say it that way. I've got people that want my homebrew.
Well, I mean, you can't go buy it in a store, anything that tastes like that. Like, I've got a friend that makes the honey mead and all that. I don't care what kind of homebrew.
I believe you did sip one of my homebrews.
I think I probably did try some. I don't remember which one it was, though.
Yeah, I don't remember. Don't remember which one
it was. Pretty good, though.
Very good. And he'll be back for more. I put a little cocaine in it. He'll be back for more. Anything to make him come back for more. But, that's why I'm drinking. I'm drinking this super cheap shit.
How long has it been since we had a show on the air?
It's at least been a month. Isn't that kind of weird? At least a month, maybe a month and a month and a week or something like that.
Yeah, I'm leaning a little more than a month. Pretty close to it, yeah.
Yeah, pretty close. But, I mean, during that whole moving thing, there was a lot of, hate to be pounding that subject, there was a lot of little moving happening because we had to do it in micro steps because the wife was pregnant. I was still working full time. Kids were at home because school was out.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So there was it was a lot of micromanaging. Now, if the kids were, if Sam was in school, it'd been easy. I could have said, hey, you know what, boss? I need a day off. Mm-hmm. And I would have came home on a day off and not had to deal with the kids. But I did take a day off for moving. Told the boss, I was like, dude, I need a day. He's like, go ahead and take a day, move. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get anything done because I was taking care of the kids. Because wife was preggo, and, you know, bless her heart, she's having, this is the worst pregnancy I've seen her have. And bless her heart, when this one's done, we're done. But
had her feel of it now.
Yeah, she comes home, she's tired. And before she came home, she had like a little bit of energy kick, but then she'd get tired. And even with Max, she would be, you know, come home and be tired, but it wouldn't affect her to the point of she would drop off. And, you know, I'm, you know, trying to keep her, you know, up to date with her work so she, you know, she's not lagging behind. She's one of these few teachers. She teaches at a school locally. She's one of the few teachers that keeps constantly getting recognized for her stuff. And, you know, with the way the economy is and people looking at how you do stuff, you got to keep getting recognized.
Some security right there.
That's some good security right there. I want to say it's three years in a row or something like that. Anyway, I'm not trying to brag on my woman. She's got a fine ass. Anyway, it was a weird, weird move, and I all I have to say is thank you so dear, dear, dear God, thank you, Keith, for helping me.
Oh man, like I say, I like to get all my suffering into one day. I enjoyed it. It was fun. Not something I want to do every day. But
right. Yeah. I'm not asking you to move in.
It was good.
As far as I'm concerned, this is where I'll probably end up dying.
Oh, this is a nice place too, man. If you were going to be somewhere for the rest of your life, hey, this would work.
Yeah. Especially with the cooler behind us.
Yeah, that's always nice.
You know what I'm saying? Got back the up beer a little bit. Beer, cooler. Yeah, just back up a little bit.
Not even 10 feet away.
While I'm playing WoW the rest of the evening after the show, I'll be like, hey, I'll be back, guys.
Well, you know.
Bam!
If you had, you know, you got a space right around the corner. If you had a toilet, you would never have to leave this room.
Never leave.
Throw a microwave.
This
over
is
there.
My house. I could build a toilet in this mug.
You could, man. And
I could build a toilet right where I'm sitting.
You wouldn't have to leave the room.
I wouldn't have to leave the damn golden toilet at that. Make it a throne.
Say, I'll be in the cave for the weekend. See you Monday.
See you Monday, honey. Don't worry about if you hear any weird sounds. That's me spanking it.
What? And you got access to the back. Backyard.
Oh, yeah, backyard. I can grill. I can have get my drink on as I have. I celebrated when I got in this place. I emptied this in 2 days.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
Took you 2 days?
2 days. That's a mistake. Mistake. Emptied.
That's a bigger bottle than...
emptied this in 1 day.
That's my weakness right there.
Yeah. Emptied it in 1 day, and that was a real mistake there.
I don't think I could drink a whole one of those in 1 day, as much as I like it.
You know what, I was doing it with soda, and it was half done. I didn't realize it, and I was like, I don't really feel that bad because I was spacing it out and diluting it a little bit. And next thing I knew, I was like, where's the rest of it?
Somebody's
and then I woke up the next day. And had to do band practice.
Little trouble?
It'll be a trouble. Speaking of that, I guess that's... I wasn't in a band when I got here. Got in a band afterwards. I am now the drummer for the Lost Gypsies. I think I said on one of my previous shows I wasn't looking for a band. And I wasn't I wasn't looking for this band. And miraculously, some people who've seen me play with my other band... Facebooked me and said, would you be interested in playing with us? And I said, sure.
What kind of music is it?
It's pretty much the same stuff. It's country belly, rockabilly country rock. There's going to be some a little hip hop in it. I can let you listen to some stuff. Have you heard anything?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard anything? Okay, I'm going to tease you guys. You guys are not going to hear the end of this song. But... let me look and see what we've got. These are what we did was we're recording practices since we don't get to practice on a bi-weekly basis. We only get to practice 1 day of the week, but the best way for us to practice is to record it and then listen to ourselves practice later. Matter of fact, because we've got a little screen where I could show what's going. Well, no, not that one. Yeah, here we go. That's one of our good bandmates there.
Looks tired.
Looks real tired. Yeah. As we say, the chair won. The chair won. I think he.
It's like he had a little Patron there.
A little bit of Patron in there. Mike is gonna kill me. But that's the band. Well, no, that's not the. That's the band.
There you are.
That's the band. We're chilling like cold, stupid villains. Let me introduce you to the band from left to right. Dave Parker, Alan Wade, Terry Folsom, Mike, I don't know how to say your last name, and David Cargill. I actually don't know how to say his last name. I know. Now that I think about it, I want to say it's Olvray, but I could be wrong, and I don't want to say his name wrong, but...
Is that old downtown palace scene where that was taken?
No, that was downtown Oakwood.
Oh,
yeah, man. We toured the city of Oakwood, a new one.
Nice.
Matter of fact, you know what? Why not? See, that's the new bar that Oakwood's got. It's called... the new bar is the...
I like that picture there.
Yeah, let me do a little showing off. The Rusty Cactus, probably be playing there sometime. Yeah, that's me looking like I... need a haircut. The other band members all kicking it live, getting in a lot of trouble because literally right after we got off of there, their train goes by. We have a picture of us on that train. The oldest bank in America, I think.
Wow.
At least in Texas, in Oakwood.
So you had a pretty good photographer there.
Oh yeah, yeah. We needed to pay her more money. We really did. Okay, so anyway, let's get to the music of the band. And we'll play one of our homemade I don't know which one to play that would be really. I'll say this right off the bat. These are all practices. These are not finished. We will be in the studio, and we're going to have to talk about this on scheduling. We will be in the studio this coming winter. So.
You love me. It's alright if you don't.
that's a practice. And
well, now I've heard you, and that's probably that's at least the third band I think I've heard you in.
Yeah,
and that by far is my favorite.
Oh, that's good.
Just from what I've heard right there. Okay. That's well, I like that. I like that a lot.
Thank you. At least I know I'm going up in the ladder. At least
seriously, man, that's the best performance that I've heard. And you know, like I said, I've heard you in three different bands, so
okay.
I like it.
Well, man, yeah,
I'm digging that.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, Lost Gypsies, we need you guys to come to the house, and get tipsy. Well, except for Mike, but then go crazy, get some barbecue, hang out at the house, do a show. I still need the Bigsby's here. Doggone it, they're doing a tour. We'll get later. Congratulations, Bigsby's, for making the Shinerbach 15, what is it, 15 shows in 16 days, something like that, tour?
Wow.
Yeah. Woo! I'd hate to have to do, although, you know, if any band makes it, that's always something in the background. Damn, that's a hell of a gig. Guys are doing it. Guys are doing it.
So how many bands did that?
I forgot who how many were in the competition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I forgot how many, but it was at least four. At least four, maybe a couple more. What you hear is a baby who's wet.
Not being stabbed.
Not being stabbed. Yet. No. I do not stab the babies. The babies stab me. Hey. No, Sam. You can't. No. It's live. No. No.
Everybody wants in on the action.
Everybody wants in on the action, but no. 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 If you stay there and be quiet, you're good. No questions during the show.
Yeah, it was funny when I was listening to that. I'm like, okay, I know that song, and I know that song too. How did they do that? You smelted them together.
Now, that was lucky, because that was something they had pre-planned. And they kind of threw me in the fire and went, all right. They basically, the first practice was they went, okay, we're going to play Kansas City. One, two, three, four. It wasn't any, like, do you know the song or anything? It was
see how
one,
he
two.
Handles this.
Yeah.
Daddy?
Yeah, Sam, what's up?
This is locked.
Yeah, it's locked. That's the whole idea. Nah. No. Here's what I want you to do, son. And I'm going to tell everybody who sees this show. Sam, I want you to, one, stop trying to open the door. Stay right there and listen. You can listen. Now, when you get a little bit older, you will be in the show. Okay?
What?
But right now, this is a test.
This is only a test.
And this is only a test. You're not in the show, okay? Maybe later. No. Do me a big, big favor. Go hurry up and clean up your toy room so that Daddy can add the big screen TV to it later.
The big TV, bro.
But you have to have that room clean. Go do it. Yes, they have a big screen TV. Yes, it's an HD big screen TV.
I think I've seen, well, I better not, you might have some people trying to find out where you live. I was going to say, I saw about four of those in here.
Yeah, no, I've been blessed in my entertainment career. It's usually about the time that I do something in the entertainment field, I get a big check, and then after that check, something happens, and I either have to part ways with either one thing, or get divorced, or...
Wasn't there, speaking of which, we just talking about moving, didn't you have like a big screen, I'm thinking you had a big screen TV at the old place.
Yes.
What did we end up doing with that? I don't remember. Or did you leave it?
It's in the garage.
We did move that one.
The rear projection screen TV is in the garage.
No, why right I don't now. Remember moving it? Because it had wheels.
Yeah, it was easy. That's why you didn't hear me say, hey, Keith, afterwards you could help me.
Right.
No, I can do this one myself. I'm on. I lost weight. I am now 160. When we started when I was starting this, I was about 180 and had some high blood pressure issues. I am now 160 and I haven't taken my blood pressure, but my doctor had told me way before that once I get about 160, my blood pressure should be about right.
You didn't lose it, bro. I got it right here.
Oh, no. We're gonna figure out some things. We're gonna start hanging out some more. Get to the point where my farting won't bother you that much because you'll be so used to it.
Well, you know, I gotta figure some way around it. It looks like I'm stuck with it. So,
especially you're gonna be doing a show with me in here. I'm telling you right now.
Well, you know, it's not that big of a room, so not too many places to escape it.
Apparently, fart jokes are funny, and Alan's gonna tell a lot of them today. There was something we both did say that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Something we both. Well, you didn't. It caught you by surprise.
It did come by surprise because I go on Twitter every morning. I have this little ritual. I go to the bathroom, and while I'm doing my business, I'm checking out the tweets, and I'm Michael Clark Duncan, rest in peace. I'm like, say what? And I start checking into it, and I find out he actually had a heart attack a few months before and never fully recovered.
Right.
And I was shocked by that. I wasn't expecting that at all.
I have to admit that I'm a big fan of Mr. as I like to say, MCD. The man had a wonderful voice.
Just awesome work in all of his. I think
everything he did, he shined.
They want to say Armageddon was his first film, but I've seen him in a bunch of films.
No.
The Green Mile before that?
Or? The Green Mile was his first breakout role.
Oh, okay. I know they said that he had to gain a bunch of weight to play that part. They wanted him to add like 50 or 60 pounds or something.
Right. Yeah.
And his family got upset because he was a big guy anyway. You know, extra strain on your heart, things like that. But, I didn't realize that was his first role.
But the way he gained his weight, though, I mean, you would think that would think that extra weight, even though he gained it, a lot of it was muscle.
Yeah, he's a big dude anyway.
But, even though you're gaining muscle, this the thing you have to remember, if you're a guy who's building muscle right now because you want to bulk up, remember that it still qualifies as being overweight, and it's still going to add extra pressure to your heart. And even though you're doing it in a healthier fashion, it still is going to add more strain to your heart. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger has had several had several heart surgeries, in his hearts and stuff because of the extra strain. And now you notice he's lost some weight.
Well, you remember the Andre the Giant? All those big guys always seem to have problems.
Yeah, I mean, Andre the Giant was a glandular problem, mm-hmm. but because his body was still growing and that extra weight, even though it was natural and proportionate to his size, the heart just... Now, the other thing about him, and this I found out through several people in... several actors who have worked with him in other things... I'm going to bust out to Peter Mayhew and can't even think of his name. The guy that was in R2-D2.
You've told me before, but...
Yeah, I can't think of it. But Peter Mayhew and Andre the Giant could drink you under a table.
Oh, no kidding.
And it's because of their size proportion. I mean, alcohol, not only over time, but because of your size... affects you differently.
How old was MTD?
He was. I gotta pull up the pay.
He was. Oh, I want to say he was in his early 50s.
I want to say he was. Well, I have to look up the website again. I'm sorry. September 57 to 2012. It would have to be.
Well, yeah, he's around 50 something.
No, 50. Yeah. But still, he just
looks like such a healthy guy.
Oh yeah, that's what gets you is when. Yeah, he wasn't. It was muscle that he built. I'm looking at a picture.
Yeah, man, he's swole right there.
Yeah, that's muscle. That's muscle that he put on for the Green Mile.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's about at his biggest there.
Yeah, that's probably at his bigness. And I know he got bigger, and that's him as Kingpin for Daredevil.
Oh, okay.
And man, he really did the role right, and I wish he didn't pass, because I would have loved for maybe a revamp of Daredevil, and maybe they would have kept him, because he really was what shined in that movie. I mean, a lot of people hated Daredevil, but oh, that's
he did a lot of cool cameos too.
Yeah, a lot of cool cameos. That's him and his wife to be.
Yeah. Good that they had those pictures at least.
Yeah. Now his girlfriend and wife to be was the meanest woman on what was the show? Apprentice.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Was that Omarosa?
Anastasia or something like that? Yeah.
Omarosa?
Omarosa, yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah. You're just gonna go through these.
It's been a crazy year for celebrity deaths, man. Remember several of our shows we were talking about different ones. It's been a crazy year.
Yeah, it's
I like that picture.
That picture there is really nice. Yeah, you know, we're all reminiscing and stuff, but you gotta give it to the man. The man fulfilled probably every dream that a man can. Yep. And the other thing is, he played some very hard ass roles, but from what I understood, the gentlest giant you could ever have met.
Well, when he was younger, they said, he always wanted to be a movie star. I read this about him, and they said, his family and everybody, I don't know if his family, people around him were saying, you'll never be a star, man. You don't have the look for it. Look what he did.
Yeah.
Look what he did.
Yeah. They say that about me. I don't look like a drummer. But by gum.
I bet there's no one that's ever been a success that somebody didn't tell them they couldn't do it.
Yeah, no. There's always somebody that tells you couldn't do it. I remember when the naysayers were telling... I hate to make it sound related to myself, but I remember when the naysayers were telling me I wasn't going to do stand-up.
They told me I could never learn to tie my shoes, and look at me.
No. I tied up my shoes, I washed my clothes, I brushed my teeth, and I fart. So,
I like my own ass.
I've done everything they said I couldn't do. goodness gracious. That's bad.
Who's this Triple X girl you got on there now?
Oh, hey, no. It's not anything you need to see there. Let me,
kind of weird.
Apparently I still have my porn side up. I didn't know. Okay. So anyway, wow, we're a little bit past the halfway point. Played the one song.
Would you call that a mashup? Is that considered a mashup?
That would be... Yeah, I guess you could consider that a mashup. That's actually going to be one of the shows that if you go to Peeler Switch or the Jewlett Festival, you'll see.
Ching-ching.
Jewlett? Yep, we're going to the Jewlett Follick.
Jewlett's got beer. That's where everybody in Buffalo goes to get...
Yeah.
Beer.
Oh, you know what, though? Buffalo now has beer.
Oh, there.
And so does Oakwood now.
No way.
Yeah. Get your drink on at the Rusty Cactus. They have great hot wings, I know for a fact. And they have great drink prices. Go there, get square.
Speaking of, we're going to have to hit up another UFC party pretty soon.
Oh, really? When's that happening?
We got some good ones coming up here, I think, next month. So
I guess I need to research UFC, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
UFC and World of Warcraft.
If you enjoyed that at all.
I did enjoy it. Yeah.
Did we ever talk about that? I think we might have.
I think we did in a prior show, but we need to schedule.
You're talking about wings is what made me think of it.
Oh, yeah. No, the wings, I have to admit, the wings over at the Rusty Cactus, granted, they're not all the different flavors, but they've got hot wings that,
I'm going to have to go check those out.
Yeah, we're going to...
Has it been open there? It's new, or
it's new. It's one of those places where it's in Oakwood, right at the flashing lights.
Right.
And it's one of those places where you go there, you have a couple, mm-hmm. and then you eat, then you leave.
Right.
Because of the ride home.
Sure.
But
not too far of a drive.
Not too far of a drive, but you just want to be a little
just close enough.
Be safe. Spray. Don't get laid. No, wait. whatever the saying is those kids say these days. But anyway, we talked about Michael Clark Duncan. We've talked about this house. We've talked about some of what's happening in your life. I know there's reasons why we're not getting deep into it.
Yeah, what I'm going to do with that, I'm going to go back on that and actually make a list because I don't want to leave anything out. If I tell it now off the cuff, I'm going to leave some stuff out. So okay. I want
to
make a...
So we'll get back to his life story.
Yeah, I want to make sure I tell you all the details of that one because it's a very interesting story. At least
okay, hold on. Wait a sec. Sam, I just saw something that I cannot believe. Come back here.
I'm not
going to... No. Let me see that glove.
The white one?
Yeah, the white one. Whose glove is that? Where did you get a Michael Jackson glove?
Is that your glove?
Wait a second.
Hold on, wait. It's not even a pair.
Right, yeah. Let me see. Go clean your room. I can't believe this. My son.
Toy room.
Go clean your toy room. Holy cow. I can't believe my son has got... My son.
It was from the black bag.
It's from the black... So somebody gave my son a Michael Jackson glove. Oh man, that's... It's been bedazzled.
The bedazzled glove.
Billie Jean.
It's amazing that he only had the one on, too.
Right? It was funny because he had like one glove on. Hold on, I'll be right. Here you go. Put it up somewhere special because that's worth the money.
I want to put this on.
But we'll put it on.
Got a Michael Jackson glove on. It looks like a snowmobile riding glove on the other hand.
Right, yeah. And talk about having a very poor life. Mama got me a Michael Jackson glove for Christmas and one snow glove. And I have to go outside and walk uphill both ways in the snow.
You can play with it, and if you need to go out in the snow, you got a different glove for that.
Right.
Whoa.
Max,
Buzz Lightyear
has come through. So there are still some things to work out about this show. Some technical issues. Are you ready for another musical interlude?
Yeah, I'm pretty curious.
Okay, this is an original song by the Lost Gypsies called Insane.
Now, when you say original songs, does the singer write the songs, or is it collaboration, or how does that work?
We have two singers, and they both write songs individually.
Okay.
David Parker, this is a David Parker song. David Cargill, which is very fun during a practice to just yell, David, and see what happens. David Cargill and David Parker both write music, and Mike also writes songs as well. Our lead guitar player also writes songs. So it's funny to see when they all three get a idea and start working on it together.
Mm.
Because it's really three different styles. Mike is heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
Cargill is country, and Parker is a mix of funk, blues, jazz, country, soul.
And which one's the lead guitarist, did you say?
Mike.
Okay,
that
makes sense then.
Yeah, so there's a whole weird fusion going on, and once we figure out, literally figuring out just some small...
Very small things,
and we'll have an interesting sound.
Nice combination.
Yeah. All right. We'll hit that video real quick, and have a musical interlude by the Lost Gypsies.
We'll be right back.
Some of the stuff we did. And it's, I want to say that's maybe like third or fourth practice. Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe I should show that. Yeah.
Remember that?
She's crazy. She's insane.
That was a wild movie, man.
Yeah. Ooh, excuse me.
That's the real woman, I believe, there, though.
Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Gone insane.
Gone insane. Insane in the membrane. Got no brain. All insane. Or whatever. Anyway. We're going to be wrapping this one up. Only because this is an experiment. I do want to extend that. And we have nothing really to say.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't really prep or anything. No, we're just like, hey, we're going to do a sound check. Or so. Yeah, we'll do a sound check and play around a little bit. And see what happens.
See what happens. Do a mini show. Do a show. More to come. We'll probably have to. Will we need a new schedule? Thursday seemed to work.
We did Thursdays before. Thursdays seem like they're going to be probably good now,
okay.
As far as I can tell. So,
okay.
I'm thinking we'll roll with Thursdays.
We're rolling with Thursday. So next Thursday, same bat time, same bat channel. Maybe a lot more distractions. A little less beer. Who knows what's going on? So, I've been Alan Wade.
Keith Davis, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Good to be back.
It's good to do this again, man.
Yeah,
this is
nice.
This is a weird. There's something to be said for not doing this for a month, and coming pretty much back to it
Yeah, I like it better being right here beside you two. There's no delay. There's no talking over each other.
Right.
It flows a lot better.
And I just thought of this. There's a way to do this with one camera, and we might start doing that.
Sounds good to me.
So, next show, different view, same people.
Peace.
Peace. I'm not going to broadcast it. Oh. All right, and I'm going to turn off. This is...